You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I need to know, turn the tables on you guys for a second here, because I need you to help diagnose what I went through, because I'm just baffled. I had pretty much the crappiest couple days I've had in a very long time, and I don't know what the hell happened to me. So if any of you guys had gone through something similar, maybe I could figure out what happened to me. You know, by the way, a couple months before everybody was talking about the swine flu, me and my family was knocked for an absolute loop. We didn't know what the hell happened because it was May of, what, 2009, right? We just thought it was Obama-itis or something. I mean, we were just sick, feverish, whatever. Then all of a sudden, months later, we found out it was a swine flu. So I'm trying to figure this out in case I had some sort of Dahlia-itis that hasn't been diagnosed yet. But anyway, just, you know, let me just tell you what happened. If any of you guys said something similar, let me know. Okay, so here's the chain of events. Got my flu shot a couple weeks ago. I felt like crap after the flu shot, and I never do. Usually I don't feel like crap after the flu shot. I usually feel like crap after other things, but got through the flu shot, no big deal. All right, fine. Then my kid gets sick. Kid gets sick, throwing up all night long, wakes me up to do it, so I have him sleep with me. You know, what I do is I kick my husband out of the bed and then I have the little one sleep with me. Whenever, that's the rule. If you have a fever, if you're throwing up, if you're having tachycardia, tachypnea, anything like that, you're going to sleep in mama's bed. That's how we do it. Husband, bye. Okay? Not like I'm going to be in the mood anyway, so my husband could go sleep on the couch or sleep somewhere else in the house. So, baby was sleeping with me, gets up in the middle of the night, throws up, wakes him up half a dozen times, diarrhea, whatever, then fever all day and then it goes away. Okay, so we're blaming food poisoning because none of us got sick. All right, then I go to an event, a phenomenal event. Okay, my little goddaughter's bat mitzvah, she just rocked it. Sarah Sachs, just a phenomenal event. And I'm wearing some boots. I maybe ate some chicken, that's it. And then all of a sudden it happens to me, but no fever. So I, you know when you feel nauseous and you're walking around like all night nauseous going, I'm not going to throw up because if I throw up, it's going to hurt. And then you're like, nah, if I throw up, it'll feel better. But I don't like making myself throw up. That's why I can never be a bulimic. So I'm like, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. Well, anyway, so I get through the night throwing up, diarrhea, whatever. I had a little Coca-Cola. I know a lot of you guys rip on Coca-Cola. All right, sorry, I have to. It is my mainstay in our first aid cabinet. We have Coca-Cola. Took some Coca-Cola syrup, helped the nausea go away. Then the next day, no nausea, no diarrhea. I couldn't walk. I just couldn't walk. I couldn't move. Muscle aches. I just felt like crap. Now, I doubt it was the flu because I got my flu shot. It could have been some viral thing, right? Now, I feel fine. I mean, I feel weak. I feel fine. Now, why would I bring up the boots? They were sexy. All right, so I was wearing these black boots, pretty sexy black boots with my dress. I looked really good. I'm proud of myself. But the one thing I've noticed with this weird fibromyalgia diagnosis that no one's really able to be, you know, to 100% confirm, is if I wear any sort of new type shoes or something, I am down for the count the next day. Now, what I've decided to coin that term as some fibromyalgia type crisis, where all of a sudden all your muscles ache. We're just talking, all I wore were boots. I really didn't dance too much because I can't dance. But I was down for the count. I couldn't walk. I couldn't move. I made it to the bathroom. Makes no sense. Now, some of you ask me about what these myalgias are. You'll look up on WebMD these colds and these viruses, and it'll say, well, you'll have a fever, you could have a rash, you could have myalgias. Myalgias are where your muscles ache, and I think a lot of us feel that. Okay? All right? But sometimes you don't think you have a virus. So if you're having myalgias, it scares the hell out of you. Is it from a cholesterol medication you're taking? I don't take cholesterol medication, but we always get nervous about cholesterol medication because that could cause some sort of rhabdomyolysis or other types of muscle inflammation. Whenever you have muscle aches, we do think virus. Sometimes we think lupus or rheumatism or something else, some other dermatomyositis, whatever. But, I mean, my blood work's always come up normal. It just, I can't be in fear of wearing a new set of boots. I couldn't even move my neck. I almost thought I had meningitis. And I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, it must be some disseminated gonorrhea. No, I haven't had an STD at all. And no, I know, contrary to popular opinion, I've never had an STD. So, I don't think it was gonorrhea. No, it wasn't syphilis. No. So I don't know what the hell it is. Now, the reason why I'm asking you guys, because she doesn't have any material today. No, I have a lot of material today. Trust me, we've got a good show. But the reason why I'm asking you guys is because if any of you in your particular areas throughout the United States are noticing something like this, where your family members are going through body aches, something, maybe we have this weird-ass virus that's going around that I don't know about it, but I'm sick and tired of things happening to me 3 to 4 months before it happens to everybody else, so I don't know what the hell is going on. But that's what happens. Whenever there's epidemics of stuff, you know, things happen, and then 3, 4 months later, you find out, and you're like, oh, that's what it was. But just weird. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DAL. No, it's not hermaphroditism. No, quit looking stuff up on WebMD. Hermaphroditism is where you have both male and female genitalia. No, that wouldn't cause body aches. Come on, people. Figure this one out for me. What the hell happened to me? Anyway, I feel fine. It's just I am scared to death now to wear any form of sexy boots. There's got to be a sexy boot-itis, Obamacare-itis, I don't know. But anyway, neither here nor there. That's what I dealt with. Okay, so if you guys could figure that out, it's just weird. You know, now, yeah, it could be fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is where you have your muscle aches and your bones ache and people think that they just can't move and that they're dying. Yeah, that could be that. I thought I was dying yesterday. I still prepped for my show today, even though y'all can't tell that I prepped, but I did. That's because I love my show. I got to tell you, my last waking hour, God forbid, on this earth, I'm still going to be on the radio. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Men's height up 11 centimeters since 1870s. We're talking about height of their head to toe, people. Come on. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
FreezeDryGuy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Now, Donald wants to know, what is the true definition of diarrhea? That's a good one. A true definition of diarrhea. I love talking about diarrhea. I know so much about it. Okay, what I was taught is it doesn't have to be X number of stools. We would randomly use 5 to 7 stools a day. Okay? But 5 to 7 stools a day would freak out a lot of people because many people poop 4 or 5 times a day regularly. So the true definition of diarrhea, I don't know, we'd have to probably look it up in Webster's or something, would be the increase in the frequency or the looseness of the frequency or both. Okay, you get that? All right, are you guys, just put your sandwich down so you can listen to this. Okay? So, if you're like, you know, because your parents will ask, like, you know, you're like, well, my kid has diarrhea. Well, how many bowel movements did he have today? He had two. And then the doctor's like, well, that's not diarrhea. And you're like, but wait a second, it was like water. Now, for me, I would call that diarrhea because it changed the lucis. It's different. Okay? I don't really give a damn about the number unless I'm worried about dehydration and all that. I care more about, is it different? So if you don't follow a certain textbook case, if something's different and it's like watery, yeah. Now, I told you why I'm so worried about diarrhea in terms of the consistency and stuff, because remember, the job of your colon in regular poop cycles is to take the water, reabsorb the water from the stool. So if you have diarrhea, that means not only are you not reabsorbing water from your food and from the stool that is in there compacting and getting ready to be pooped out, but you're losing water in addition to that. So I would be more afraid of two watery bowel movements than five regular bowel movements. You get that? I know that could be like a sci-fi horror flick. Right? You know, revenge of the diarrhea, revenge of the bowel movements. So, now, okay, there are though some definitions for those of you that are breaking out your Webster's, okay? Now, according to MedicineNet, you have absolute diarrhea and relative diarrhea. I guess relative diarrhea is when your relatives come over and have diarrhea. Absolute diarrhea is defined as more than five bowel movements a day or liquid stools. Relative diarrhea is defined as an increase in the number of bowel movements per day or an increase in looseness. So absolute is going to be more of the hardcore black or white type of definition. You got at least five stools, they're liquid. Relative is, you know what, it's different. Okay? So whenever you have diarrhea, it freaks us out because you could be dehydrated. All right? And, you know, many of you will make the mistake of going to the Imodium. And I'm not trying to bag on Imodium. Imodium has helped many people throughout their diarrhea. But why I was taught to never prescribe Imodium is because you're just prolonging the inevitable. If your body has something in the system that it's trying to get out, let your body get it out. For every day you take the Imodium, you could be prolonging your illness another day. Now, for those of you who are dehydrated and can't get through work, because I know a lot of you go to work with the diarrhea, I see it happen. Well, let me write you a note for work. No, don't do that. So, you guys are going to work with your diarrhea. You'll take the Imodium so you can get through. The problem is if you have bacteria or virus or whatever, rather than it flushing out, it could replicate. So I'm not a huge fan. Now, if God forbid you were dehydrating, yes, we're going to probably shove an IV in you. Then we'll probably use some sort of anti-diarrheals just for you to kind of stop losing the water. Okay, but in the initial, if you aren't at risk of dehydration, initially, we sometimes just want you to get it out. So it's one of those things where it really, really depends on your body, your kidneys, your body weight, and if you are able to take in fluid. If you can't take in fluid because you're vomiting, that's another problem as well. Now, one of you have asked me, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, why are anti-nausea medications oral? When you're throwing up, you could just throw up the medicine. Okay, that's a good question. The anti-nausea medications like your Phenergan, your Compazine, your Tigan, etc., there's a variety of anti-emetics out there. You're right. The majority of them, they come oral. So then if you throw it up, you just throw it up. Okay, I get that. That doesn't work. There are suppositories. Right? I mean, babies will give Tigan suppositories. I mean, there's suppositories that you could give. Problem is, what if you have diarrhea? If that's the case, if it's coming out both ends and you can't keep your fluids in, then what we have to do is make sure that we get it in, get you fluids into your IV. We'll either give you a shot of the injection of the Phenergan or Compazine, or we will actually give it to you IV. So there's a variety of ways we could kind of get it into you. All right. Now, my home remedy, the biggest home remedy I like to use is ginger ale and Coca-Cola syrup. I think ginger ale and Coca-Cola syrup are amazing. And Jell-O. You can never go wrong with Jell-O. Honestly. All right. Now, problem is many of us don't like Jell-O unless it's red. The problem with red Jell-O is if it does seem to come out both ends, now you're looking at red. How do you know if there's blood or not? So we usually tell you to maybe take in green or yellow. My problem with that is I don't want to be looking at bile either. So a lot of you avoid Jell-O, but really it's fine. Okay, does that answer your question? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Men's average height has been up 11 centimeters since the 1870s. Apparently, data has been collected on hundreds of thousands of men from 15 European countries. Now, this study comes out of the reported here out of BBC Health. They say for British men, the average height at age 21 rose from 5 foot 5 inches to 5 foot 10 inches. Now, that was from the 1870s to the 1970s. It's probably even higher now. A public health expert said height was a useful barometer, but it was crucial to focus on improving health overall. I think we're getting taller because of the hormones in our food. I think there's so much crap we're getting in our food. All right. Now, in the olden days, though, childhood disease would prevent you from gaining height. Okay. Now, how many of you guys had a kid who always had swollen tonsils? You finally got the tonsils taken out and they grew. That's what happened with one of my kids. One of my kids, he just wouldn't grow. He wouldn't gain weight, nothing. But the doctor didn't want to take his tonsils out yet because he was too young. And he didn't think he could handle the surgery well, and we just kept trying with antibiotics. Finally, we just took the tonsils out, and boom. I mean, within months, he just sprouted, thank God, and now he's, you know, tall. That's the other thing, too. I think height does have genetic predisposition. I do. But if you have an illness that prevents you from growing, and it's before your, you finish puberty, right? And then your epiphyseal plates grow and your bones don't grow taller, et cetera. You could technically manipulate your height, unfortunately, such that it doesn't matter what you were genetically going to grow into if the illness prevented you from finishing your growth. So that could be part of it. So anyway, so they think the reason why so many people were shorter back then was because maybe of certain illnesses, diseases. Again, they had respiratory type stuff. They had a lot of diarrhea, sanitary conditions. Then it started to get better. Now, the paper also showed that the study where they looked at thousands of Europeans, they also looked at like a north-south divide where there was height patterns that varied across different countries. Now, they said contrary to what might have been expected, there was a huge surge in height in the period covering the two world wars and the Great Depression. Now, why would that happen? All right. Was it because diets were better? Was it because mom worked? I don't know. You know, but kind of interesting. I mean, I think many of us have known that, you know, we've grown taller over time and we've become bigger, right? You know, I told you how I was at the Titanic expedition in Las Vegas, and there was a pair of pants there. To me, it looked like a kid's pants, maybe a fourth grader, and it was actually a man's pants. We're talking a grown man's pants. And I'm like, that could be a kid's pants today. You wouldn't even see a pair of pants like that in the men's section. It's too small. So things were definitely different. It's cool stuff. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, looking at the history of things, Fox News has a look at 20 years of Tylenol warning labels. For those of you that are history buffs, very interesting changes in labels of the Tylenol packaging. I really dig this kind of stuff, right? In the 1990s, that's when we first heard about liver failure. And so Tylenol had to add a risk of liver damage when combining Tylenol and alcohol. You guys remember when that happened in the 90s? All right, quick history lesson on Tylenol. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Michael wants to know, what is the toxic dose of Tylenol? How many Tylenols would you have to take to go into liver failure? We'll talk about that. Let's quickly review the history of Tylenol, because I like history, and then quickly get you guys up to speed on Tylenol, because I know that's been a huge concern when it comes to Tylenol. Now, Tylenol has really only been around since the 50s. There was the paracetamol that I believe is the acetaminophen form in Europe the paracetamol. And I guess a gastroenterologist back in the 50s, a Dr. Roth, found that the paracetamol was much friendly to the stomach, much more friendly than aspirin would be. So in 1953, he had brought it up to McNeil Laboratories. McNeil Laboratories introduced Algosan. Now, Algosan had paracetamol with sodium butabarbital, which was a sedative. Then in 1955, McNeil Laboratories introduced a Tylenol elixir for children, which had the paracetamol as the sole active ingredient. Acetaminophen in America. Then it was originally marketed first towards kids. Then later it was used for parents and adults, etc. So, you know, even though medications like aspirin, etc. had been around for years, this type of medicine was found to not bother the stomach, and so to that degree. Now, of course, testing liver, that always that came later once people realized that they were overdoing it. Just like with, you know, cocaine in the olden days. You know, Sigmund Freud had found that cocaine was a very, very successful agent fighting depression and pain, etc. And so he started to hand it out to his patients and his friends, etc. And then people got addicted to it. Okay, and then came heroin. Well, heroin was great for pain, and then people became addicted to it. So, with Tylenol, though, since you don't get a high, etc., you didn't get addicted to it, but I think people became tolerant to it. People started to overuse it. People started to abuse it. Something doesn't have to be illegal for you to abuse, right? And then now we have issues of Tylenol overdose. Now, of course, the warning labels have changed throughout the years. In 1994, Tylenol had to have a warning on it about the risk of liver damage, especially when combined with alcohol. They also said do not use with any other product containing acetaminophen. In 1998, they said do not exceed recommended dose, which was about, I think, 4,000 milligrams for adults, which has recently been changed. Then in 2004, the Tylenol had to add a specific warning about liver damage if not used as directed. Okay, it just, as the lawsuits come. 2011 eliminated Tylenol infant drops. No more infant drops for Tylenol. Remember, we gave our kids Tylenol infant drops. It was great. They were teething. They were complaining. They wouldn't shut up. They gave them some Tylenol. It helped with their fever. We used to give, in the doctor's office, kids Tylenol before their vaccine, because they'd feel awful after their vaccine, would give them Tylenol. Kind of always bothered me to do that, but that's what we were taught. All right, and then apparently a lot of parents accidentally overdosed on it because the infant drops were very highly concentrated. Now, in 2011, they lowered, and a lot of you still don't realize this, they lowered the maximum daily adult dose from 4,000 milligrams a day to 3,000 milligrams a day of the extra strength Tylenol. Now, your extra strength Tylenol has 500 milligrams, so six pills is 3,000 milligrams a day. Okay, so the maximum dose of 4,000, no more. We have brought it down to 3,000 milligrams a day. They also changed directions from take 2 caplets every 4 to 6 hours while the symptoms last, take 2 caplets every 6 hours while symptoms last. I started doing that too, even before they did this. I would start changing 4 to 6 to just 6. I didn't want to mess with it because if people are up all night, like I was, right, every 4 hours, okay, there's then you could be taking the medicine 6 times. And then 6 times 2 caplets at 500, that could be 6,000 milligrams. So that's pretty scary stuff. So then how much is toxic? What is a toxic level? Well, you know, it depends on your size. Okay, lethal dose I always learned was 10 grams, but sometimes it could be toxic at 6 grams. Now remember, if each extra strength is 500 milligrams, or your Lortab or your Vicodin, if you guys take Lortab or Vicodin, 5500, 7.5 500s, 10 500s, that's a half a gram of Tylenol. So if you're taking 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours, you could very easily overdose. So my recommendation to you is, number one, is talk to your doctor. Make sure you've had a liver test so we know what your liver looks like. But the problem is, you know, some of you will say, Dahlia, my liver's fine. We did a blood test. The liver's fine. So I guess, you know, my couple shots a night and my case of beer on the weekend is fine. What you don't understand is if your liver looks fine on blood work, that's only a very small sliver of what your liver could do or what could be happening to your liver. What a lot of people don't realize is many people in cirrhosis or that have basically a scarring of the liver, they may not produce the enzymes. So your liver enzymes could be normal. Meanwhile, you have a liver that's sitting there like a brick. Just don't underestimate the liver. The problem is we have pain. We have headaches. We have migraines. We have back pain. We have neck pain. We have body aches, body joints. Maybe that's what happened to me. Somebody cursed me, and so now I have all this body pain. It sucks. I mean, I'm better today, but I mean, it's miserable. I took Advil. Well, here's the thing. The reason why I didn't take Tylenol when I had my bout of whatever I had is because I was really worried about the myalgias, and I was afraid that if I had a virus, the liver could be off, and I didn't want to take Tylenol if my liver could be off. And it was the holiday, so I couldn't really go to a doctor's office and get some blood work done. So I ended up taking Advil, and it worked. Not that I'm trying to promote Advil over Tylenol. I usually recommend Tylenol over the anti-inflammatories for a lot of conditions, but I ended up taking Advil, which helped. All right, so, okay, let's talk about the liver damage, okay? Now, when acetaminophen, which is the product in Tylenol, is metabolized by the liver or processed by the liver, there's this byproduct called N-acetyl-P-benzoquinonamine, okay? So that's A-N-A-P-Q-I, or NAPQI. And that's produced. When taking Tylenol or any other acetaminophen products, okay, in safe amounts, the liver produces a manageable quantity of this. Then the liver detoxifies it, removes it from the body, either in your urine, bile, etc. So it detoxifies it, meaning it converts it to a compound that won't be toxic. But under some conditions, the liver cannot adequately detoxify this N-acetyl-P-benzoquinonamine. Okay? And then in that case, you could have an overdose. You could be too weak to handle it. And then let's say you're drinking alcohol at the same time, or let's say you're on some tuberculosis medications or some anti-seizure medicines or some phenobarb, etc. That could really screw you up. Now, normally, your acetaminophen or your Tylenol is supposed to be metabolized when it bonds with something called glucuronic acid. And by the way, this is going to be on the pop quiz. Okay? Now, this process is called exactly glucuronidation. This is what I had to learn in medical school, okay? Now, this combination causes a chemical reaction, right? And it splits the new compound into two substances. One is a non-toxic metabolite, but a small amount of the drug, about maybe 10%, could still be toxic. That's that NAPQ1. Then it has to immediately combine with glutathione, etc. But here's the thing. Glutathione is this amino acid that many alcoholics don't have that would be needed to inactivate this, which is why we don't want you taking Tylenol and drinking alcohol. Many of you have asked me about hangover cures, and you'll say you'll take a Tylenol before you go to bed. Don't do that. So, what could be the toxic dose? Well, it depends. If you drink alcohol, even 4 grams could kill you. It really depends. And there's always that rare case where somebody's liver just shuts down. But for the most part, try to stay under 3,000 milligrams a day. Comprende eso? Bien. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. FreezeDryGuy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say, freezedryguy.com.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical an anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of overdoses, this is really scary. An 8-month-old baby died drinking toxic breast milk that contained a lethal dose of methadone and Xanax. Apparently, the baby's mother, Sarah Ann Stevens from Sacramento, faces charges of a second-degree murder and felony child endangerment because she had methadone and Xanax in her system while she was breastfeeding. And the breast milk concentrated it to a level where it was toxic, or she had consumed an amount where she was toxic. Now, 5 months before the baby is Ryder Salmon, before Ryder died in September 2012, court documents say that his mother had been warned to stop breastfeeding because of the amount of methadone in her son's bloodstream. At first, I guess they thought that maybe it was SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome, because emergency services came to the house, but then toxicology reports showed that it was a prescription drug overdose. As reported by the Sacramento Bee, the pathologist told a detective that the drugs were at a level that would have caused an adult addict to be high. Now, I know a couple weeks ago there was this report that came out saying drugs and breastfeeding are safe, that most breast milk is safe. And my problem with that is, you know, look, if it's a medication that's okay during pregnancy, I'm still wary because I don't know how much can be concentrated in one duct or 1 ounce of the milk, etc. But for the most part, you know, an antibiotic, a Tylenol, you know, but when you're talking Xanax, when you're talking methadone, these are medicines even a pregnant mom shouldn't be on. And so for that to get to the baby, now how did the baby die? Probably respiratory depression. You know, I mean, breast milk hasn't been studied enough to know where the concentrations, like let's say, for example, what if you didn't breastfeed in for 2 days? Is it going to be more diluted because you have more milk coming in, or is it going to become higher concentrated because less fluid is going to be coming in and whatever is in there is going to settle? You see what I mean? I don't think we know enough about it. And so for those of you that do breastfeed, you need to discuss with your doctor, the pediatrician, what is safe with breastfeeding. And if you are on medications like Xanax or methadone, then, you may have to have the discussion of bottle milk versus, being off the medicine for a while, breastfeeding, storing that. A lot of people will say, well, you know what I'll do is I'll just breastfeed them at night. So I'll give them a bottle I'll give them the stored in the morning. I'll take my medicines in the morning, and then I'll breastfeed them at night. Well, what if it takes 12 hours to concentrate in the breast milk? We just don't know enough that you can't take that chance. You got to be careful. But it's a frightening story. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I love history. And this article, I found very, very interesting. Apparently, it's some dating advice. It was a dating guide written back in 1938. And the book had given women certain warnings. Now, of course, this is extremely dated, very stereotypical, very chauvinistic, but what's fascinating is this was the time. This was in the 30s. Okay? So, like, for example, all right, they show a picture of a man looking bored at the restaurant, and the woman looking at her clothes saying, please don't talk about clothes or try to describe your new gown to a man. Okay? They say, you should flatter your date and please your date by talking about the things he wants to talk about. I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, they've got a point. Okay, but what you don't understand is that's a trick many of us women have used. You see, this obviously I think was written by a man. Okay, so back then they're like, okay, we don't really want to hear about your new dress. Okay. Yeah, we like to talk about ourselves, and that's true. Usually on a date, okay, if you ever want to, please the other person, okay, get them to talk about themselves. People like to talk about themselves. They do. Some of us are listeners, but the majority of us, we like to talk about ourselves, like I do, okay? But a trick of the trade that women do is while they're doing something near the vicinity of something that they want you to look at, you end up looking at that particular body part. So, for example, many women, I was taught this, you spill a little something, right, on the collar, and then you have to try to get the spot off the collar. Well, what is 2 inches below the collar? The breasts. So basically, you get the guy to look at your boobs. Okay, and you're allowing him to do it, and the psychological relaxation of, okay, yeah, he gets to sit there and look at it, makes the date easier. Now, that's something in our Hoochie Mama days, it's not something I would recommend anybody do now, but when a woman used to do that, there was a trick to that. Okay, I don't think women were, now, yeah, if you go, oh, I got the new bracelet, I love it. No, it doesn't make a lot of sense. All right. In the 1930s, they said, don't sit in awkward positions. Never look bored, even if you are. Be alert. And if you must chew gum, which is not advised, do it silently, mouth closed. See, I pop bubbles all the time, but I guess no bubble gum. The date's looking bored, and she's sitting there. Her legs are closed, but her legs aren't crossed. Okay? Then, don't be sitting there talking with the head waiter. Okay, about the fun you had with somebody else another time. Men deserve and desire your entire attention. Okay, now, this could be some good rules for dating now. Don't text during the date. Don't check your Facebook. Now, you know what I always pretend to do if I'm out with people? I pretend to be Facebooking about us going out so they think it's pertinent when really I'm not. Okay, you know, but that is, look, back in the 30s, you weren't supposed to talk to the waiter about somebody else you dated that week. Then, don't be sentimental or try to get them to say something he doesn't want to by working on his emotions. Men don't like tears, especially in public places. So don't make a man cry and you don't cry. You know, my husband never liked me crying. That was something he never, I don't really cry in front of my husband. You know, I think the only time I ever saw my husband cry was at our wedding. But men just don't like crying. Girls crying, it drives them crazy. It does. Okay. Let me see. Wear a bra. If you need a brassiere, wear one. Okay, if you need a gurgle, wear that. Make sure your stockings aren't rolling and falling down. Don't finish dressing in front of them. You know how many of us will kind of, you know, be dealing with our panties riding up, you know, while you're getting ready for the day. Guys don't need that stuff. Don't be fixing your bra straps. Again, this is back in 1938. Don't borrow a man's handkerchief and smudge it with lipstick. They say makeup in privacy, not where he sees you. How many of you break out the lip gloss, right, or fix your tongue ring in the middle of a date? It's different, okay? Now, they also say, do not talk while dancing. When a man dances, he wants to dance. So men do not want you talking while dancing. Men, I don't think, like us women talking a lot, period. But this is back in 1938. Don't drink too much. This is a fun one, guys. As a man expects you to keep your dignity all evening, drinking may make some girls seem clever, but most get silly. You get that, ladies? Back in the 1930s, men did not want their dates to drink because they wanted you to keep your dignity. Don't be conspicuous talking to other men, and please do not pass out from too much liquor. In 1938, no, prohibition was over, they say chances are if you pass out from too much liquor, your date will never call you again. Huh, that's, yeah, all right. Okay, so that was dating advice back from the 1930s. We could all learn a lot. A little history lesson. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer
Healthcare also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.